And now we welcome Aaron Allward. He is libertarian. He's running from District 6, and he's running for State House of Representatives. Aaron, welcome to In the Moment. Thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Give us a little background about yourself and why you are planning to run for State House now.
Yeah, absolutely. So I currently live down in Harrisburg, South Dakota, which, as you know, is in District 6 there. I was kind of raised in a Democratic household, getting brought up in high school. Started to become a little bit involved in politics. My, mother, grandfather, grandmother, they were all strong Democrats, although they were kind of leaning independent here and there. But that got me somewhat interested because they were interested, obviously. And, I was, like you hear a lot of the times, I became a Democrat because, well, my mom and grandfather and all them were Democrats. So I went down that road for a while. And, while I was in college, started to become more interested. Back during that time, started to find out more, read more, listen more, and got introduced to Ron Paul and kind of went down and listened to, some of the things he had to say and, kind of turned a corner there and went the conservative route for a while. And since then, I've continued to try and learn more and become more aware of the things that are going on. And, over the last couple of years, I went into, another turn there and became part of the Libertarian Party and really big believer in the principles of the party. So it's a lot of it when you ask, why am I running now? You just see some of the areas of where you think the state could, have a change. And you look at, I have two little boys right now, and you kind of look ahead at their future and within the state. And I think everybody would agree that you want things to be left off better than, what you had. So you just kind of look down that long road there, and things become a little bit more real to you. And I kind of got tired of sitting back complaining all the time. So I decided to, I became involved in the party. I'm the party state chair as well, but also figured, if I do want to make a change, try to become a little more involved and run for office myself, and try to make things better. So I would say mainly just look into the future and, the kids that are coming up behind it, the next generation, making things better for them. So
are you finding as the state party chair and as a libertarian and just listening to voters that those, we talk a lot on this show about, the Democrats, the Republicans, or how many independents mm-hmm. we have in the state, what, fractions within a party, how to unify a party. Are you finding that a lot of people are concerned a whole lot less with what political party you're from and more about just some of the principles that you're carrying forward? Or does that really resonate with people when you tell them what party that you're from? Does that matter?
Yeah, with some people it does. Obviously the Libertarian Party, it is the biggest third party and it's continuing to grow. But I think with some people they get, the Libertarian Party gets kind of just viewed negatively for whatever may have happened in the past or whatnot. But, if you break it down and you sit down and have a conversation with somebody and you, go through the principles of the party, people start to think about, different areas and, with going off of those principles. And, a lot of times you walk away from that conversation, agreeing on a lot of the stuff, and they just haven't looked at it that way. Right. Where you'll hear, whether a Democrat, Republican, Independent, whatever, it's, they walk away and, they're thinking about it. They're, well, maybe I am, a libertarian. Just because, again, they've gotten a negative view for whatever the reason may be, and they haven't thought about those other areas in that certain way. So I would say some people are, stuck on maybe that negative side. But if you just sit down and talk about the principles and some, just realizing that there's not one way to fix everything, that, there's alternatives. Just gets people thinking a little bit more. And, I think we are seeing a change here in the state. Well, at least we have on the state party when we go out and talk to people that, I think the Libertarian Party's you know, becoming viewed in a better light, I would say. So definitely for the better, in my opinion.
One of the key principles, as I understand it, has to do with, you know, the federal government's role in state yep. government, limiting that as much as possible. But a large part of South Dakota's budget comes from the federal government. Is that how do you sort of see that fiscal partnership that we have with the federal government? Is that something that should be altered and changed based on the principles of the party, or where do you begin?
Yeah, and that's, you know, as I'm campaigning, that's actually one of the, if you want to call it part of my platform, I guess, is, you know, just not for the people of the state of South Dakota not having to be beholden to the federal government. And, you know, when you talk to people about this, you know, I think one of the first things they think about is, well, you know, they automatically think, well, you want to make these changes overnight, where that's not realistic. You can't just pull the rug out from underneath people. It can't be a night and day switch. So I would go about it as, you know, looking toward the long term, you know, and making that switch to the state side, where the state of South Dakota has, you know, more of a say in things, you know, coming off of the funds directly from South Dakota rather than the federal government. Because, you know, as you know, with a lot of the federal funds, you know, we don't get them unless, you know, we go off of what the federal government tells us we're supposed to. So it just, again, it would be a long-term switch, but just getting people to see some, you know, maybe some other routes, like I was talking about before, that there's not only one way to skin a cat, that, you know, maybe we can look at some other alternatives to where we can fund different things within the state rather than having to go through the federal government. So I would like to see things, you know, headed in that direction. But I do realize you can't just do that with a flip of a switch. It wouldn't end up very good. So,
you've also talked about civil liberties and some of the the ways the government tends to, as some people would see it, interfere with people's lives. It also could be seen as protecting people's lives. So talk a little bit about some of those personal civil liberty issues that you think your political viewpoint maybe provides a fresh look at.
Yeah, so with the Libertarian Party, if anybody's looked into it, taken the time to look into it, so we go off of what they call a non-aggression principle. So pretty much it comes down to don't hurt people and don't take their stuff, which I think, you know, we teach our kids that at a young age. I would think almost everybody would agree, you know, you shouldn't hurt people and you shouldn't take their stuff. So looking at that on the individual level and also groups of people, you know, it shouldn't be done to people and it shouldn't be done to groups of people either on the opposite side. So, you know, just looking at that, whether it's, you know, if somebody wants to have a certain car, if somebody, you know, wants to use a means of self-defense in a certain way, if somebody wants to have a certain plant within their house, pretty much coming down to if somebody's not hurting somebody else by what they're doing in their own home, you know, they should be left alone. You know, if there's harm being done to somebody else, then that's, you know, when somebody should step in and, you know, some action should be taken. But if somebody's going about their life and they're not hurting anybody else, who am I to say, you know, what's better for my neighbor down the street than, you know, from what he himself sees is what's good for him. So, you know, looking at that, and again, you know, cannabis would be, you know, looking at that throughout the state of South Dakota. And that's, you know, it was on a petition here earlier this year, or the end of last year, I guess. You know, that's been big. So looking at that as part of the civil liberty side of things, you know, another thing I would be looking at is civil asset forfeiture. I believe New Mexico is the only state right now where, you know, they've completely cut civil asset forfeiture out. Just because me personally, and again, going off my principles, you know, you see a lot of things being taken from people when maybe they were just somehow involved, you know, down the road in a crime. So they end up losing a car, they end up losing, you know, a certain amount of money, and then they have to actually pay to get those certain things back. So just kind of going against, you know, the People's Fourth Amendment on those issues there. So, There's a lot of things you can cover within the, you know, the civil liberties, the personal freedom side of things. But looking at the state of South Dakota, we've been, you know, pretty good on the financial side when compared to other states. But you look at the, you know, the personal freedom side of things, it's we need some work in that area and just allowing people to live their lives, you know, if they're not hurting anybody else. So there's a lot there, but that,
all part of the area, yeah, all sure. part of the conversation, and now all part of the conversation you have with voters and that your parents had with you, that you have with your kids, and what we do on this show every day. Aaron Allward, thank you so much for being here today. We appreciate your time.
All right, thank you very much.